enraged Democrat sheeple, misled by Democrat lies, provoked to violence. If you haven't seen this video, you got to see it. This is a lunatic fringe Democrat crowd mobbing a motel. This is a lynch mob. And the reason there wasn't a lynching of ICE agents is because they weren't there. The rumor got out among the sheeple that the ICE agents were at the hotel. Folks, it's a wonder somebody wasn't trampled. You should see this. They are mobbing through the front door. They're enraged. They're like a rabid herd. They cannot cram their bodies in fast enough. They are smashed side by side trying to get through the door, trying to get at these ICE agents. Here's Fox News coverage of it last night.
Look what happened over the weekend. Insurgents besieged a hotel in Minneapolis where they thought that ICE was staying. A few security guards, if you watch this video, somehow held back the mob. No National Guard were called in. No police that we could see were on site. Governor Walz and Mayor Fry have said that ICE's footprint, though, is too big there. So what happened when ICE sent only a pair of agents to a shopping area in St. Cloud on Saturday? The two ICE agents were quickly surrounded and they were pushed out by a mob screaming, you know, all sorts of epithets at them, and it looked to be a mob of mostly Somalis. It was embarrassing. Now, this resistance, this insurgence, is organized and well executed.
Speaking of executed, that's the direction Democrats are pushing this, which is grotesque levels of misinformation aimed not at us. They know we're lost causes. We get real news. But at their sheeple, take a listen to what is going viral on TikTok. Democrats are buying guns and going to gun ranges.
We are under occupation. And this is what the founding fathers gave us the Second Amendment for.
Do you know why you have the right to own that AR that you only use in your dreams? The reason they're allowed to have those things. It's for the moment that we find ourselves in right now.
The Second Amendment exists for this reason. And if protests and boycotts aren't working, that's the only option left.
Jonathan E. Ross needs to be hunted down. When the law is not going to do anything to protect the people, it is up to the people to take justice into their own hands.
Okay. One of the big lies they're telling the sheeple, aside from the fact that ICE is kidnapping people, so you should get violent. Again, here's the lieutenant governor of Minnesota repeating that lie.
Our neighbors are being disappeared. P.S. Without due process, it is just called kidnapping. Then show up and use your voice. Put your body on the line.
One of the big lies is this idea that ICE has come to Minneapolis. ICE has shown up in Seattle. ICE is in L.A., that they have somehow like arrived like stormtroopers. And this is a federal invasion. This is one of the left's biggest and best lies right now. And it's driving me crazy. Let's take Minneapolis, okay? They keep repeating, ICE is here. We've never seen this. And Nazi. And they're rounding up people and they're being rounded up and no warrant. Well, first of all, again, as I explained last segment, federal law makes clear they don't need a warrant. There's no warrant involved in immigration enforcement. That's a lie they're telling the sheeple so that they will risk being in prison for the rest of their life and mob hotels. But this idea, when ICE showed up, this is one of their biggest and best lies. Showed up. Okay. How long has ICE, and it's only been called ICE in the last, you know, recent years, and its precursor immigration agencies, including the INS, how long have they been in Minnesota? I ask Rock. 1890s. Not 1990s. 1890s. Started with the Bureau of Immigration, which was established nationally in 1891. How long has ICE and its precursor agencies, they did the same thing, they just had a different name, INS, Customs and Border Protection. How long have they occupied the building they're in? in Minneapolis, 1969. What do you mean? They get in your car, go there every day, and they do immigration enforcement? Yes, they do. This is not an occupation that is new. It's not different. Have they surged extra forces in? Yes, they have. They're of two kinds. One, they come from the Department of Homeland Security. They are immigration officials, but they're going after the fraud. Force multiplier number two, when the Democrats spin these mobs up with lies and get them acting violently, and as I showed you yesterday, and you can see on my ex feed, the orders from local police to stand down so the ICE agents could be attacked by the violent mob, they were specifically told Hennepin County deputies where the violent mob was and that they were not allowed to go there. Even as they were setting fires to people's homes and businesses, tagging those businesses, doing this kind of thing. So when local police do not respond, Trump has to send in more agents. How do we end up here? How did that happen? Let me remind you, Joe Biden illegally opened the border and let 20 million people in. That is how we ended up here, including 18,000 people off terror watch list, many of whom we have picked up in Minneapolis in recent weeks, including rapists, Interpol wanted gang members, multiple known or suspected terrorists. But the sheeple don't notice because they don't watch Fox News. We're headed toward violence, folks, and it's not going to be pretty.